So let's just review. Chapter 1, you have two souls. The first one is the animal soul, selfishness. Chapter 2, you have a second soul, the godly soul. Each one of them is completely extreme. Each one of them is bent on its survival. Chapter 3 is the structure, the anatomy of the godly soul, which is 10 faculties. 10 faculties broken into two general categories, the intellect and the emotions. There's 3 intellects and 7 emotions. And the relationship between the emotions and the intellect is like the relationship between parents and children. That's who you are. That's your insides. Chapter 4 is the 3 modes of expression, thought, speech, and action. That's your outsides, what you do. In fact, maybe I'll give you a few different ways of just different terms for it. You could call this dichotomy insides and outsides, or you could call it who you are versus what you do, or you could call it self versus self-expression. Just different English terms that might help get your head around the concept, okay? So I have koiches hanefesh. That's my insides, it's who I am, it's myself. And then I have levusha nefesh, that's my outsides, it's what I do, it's my self-expression. Then we move on to chapter 5. Chapter 5 is about Torah. Why is chapter 5 about Torah? Because chapter 4 we were talking about clothes, levushim, the clothes that your soul puts on. Chapter 5 talks about the food that your soul consumes. Mitzvahs are garments, clothing. Torah is food. You know, let's say I bought a brand new pair of shoes, and I'm very proud of them, and I want my wife to see them, and I come home, but I don't want to track mud on the floor, because she doesn't like that. So I take my shoes off by the door, and I walk back to the kitchen where she's making supper, and I say, "Look, dear, you see anything new about me?" She says, "No, I don't." I say, "Well, I bought new shoes." She says, "But you're not wearing new shoes." "I didn't want to track mud, but do I look different? I bought new shoes." "Well, obviously not, because if you're not wearing the shoes, I can't see the shoes." That's the nature of a garment. You have it while you have it. Once you're finished with it, you've got to put on another one. When you're doing a good thing, you're busy while you're busy. When you're finished, you got to get busy again with the next right thing. Ha'oisik b'mitzvah, patur min a mitzvah. But then once you're done, get busy again. It's like clothing. But food is different. Pesach, my wife had just given birth, so they asked us to come to a Pesach hotel. Normally, we'd never done it before, but I figured this year, let's do it. Let's go to the Pesach hotel. I'm telling you, they had so much food. It was, normally you starve on Pesach. This was the opposite. And it was a month later, and I said to somebody, you know, Pesach, it was like Lag BaOmer already. I said, "Pesach, I was just eating way too much." And this person says to me, "I can tell." I said, "Well, how can you tell? You weren't there at the Pesach Hotel." They said, "I'm looking at you." See, garments, you don't see it on me unless it's on me. Food, you see it on me long after because it's still in me. That's what Torah study is. That's chapter 5. When you study Torah, it gets in there, and it's not just the piece of information that you've learned. It's how that piece of information gets into your head and rewires your head, like food that you absorb and becomes part of your body, and it changes now every other piece of information that you're ever going to see for the rest of your life.